The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer and Eric is the host. But they name the show after the host. So you have no idea who I am, do you?
Well, do you?
Mommy? Papa? Do you know who I am?
Mommy?
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
We know who you are, Todd. And somehow you're still part of the program. But we're going to get to the bottom of that. We're gonna straighten that right out. Folks, I have a special treat for you. Not like those ordinary treats you get every day on this program. This is a special treat. I get to talk to someone with whom most of you will be very familiar. Some of you who are children who listen to the program without your parents' permission may not know who my guest is. My guest is what is called a legend, a showbiz legend, and yet he's still among us, and I love to talk to him. I've had the privilege of doing so in the past. His name is Mr. Pat Boone. Pat Boone, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Just a joy to have you.
Thank you, Eric.
For me, I get particularly excited talking to somebody that I followed my whole life. I'm in my mid-50s now, so as long as you and Shirley were married, and you've mm-hmm. been in show business before I was born, and yet you seem tremendously youthful. You've always got something going on.
Yeah.
And even when things are difficult, as they have been for you recently, because your beautiful wife of so many years has gone to be with Jesus, mm-hmm. you know that even that is a cause for celebration and good news. There are not many people who know that, Pat, and I wanted to talk to you about that specifically today.
Well, great. I so like talking to you because, you have a brain, and and you have an articulate point of view, and you're not an ideologue. I graduated from Columbia magna cum laude. They tell me I was born with a very high IQ, which I've tried to use.
Have you been able to retain that high IQ through the years?
Yep, I have.
Good,
I mean,
good. you said, where
it's
did
a
you,
little cobwebby sometimes.
Where did you go to college? Say that again.
Well, there were three colleges. One was David Lipscomb, a Christian college in Nashville. Shirley and I married at 19. I transferred to North Texas State, a big music school, because I wanted to learn how to read music, which I never did because it cost money to take music courses. I didn't have it. I was on my way to being an English teacher, I thought, and perhaps like some of my English, Christian teachers, like a preacher perhaps, on the weekends or whatever, you know, a quiet life. But then I transferred when my record career took off to Columbia University.
In New York?
In New York, and graduated magna cum laude, 1958.
Are you kidding? I didn't know this about you.
Yeah,
I'm talking to an Ivy League graduate. I thought I was the only Ivy League graduate in this neck of the woods.
And absolutely still a little conservative.
Listen, let me tell you, yes, but that was, let's not forget that was 1958, and you had a good upbringing. You knew who you were. I graduated Yale, not magna cum laude. I actually graduated chili con carne. A lot of people aren't aware. A lot of people aren't aware of that, but that's still it's a different kind of honor. But you, I had no idea that the great Pat Boone graduated with honors from Columbia University. Not that I don't think you're smart. It's just that who would guess that a country boy, a gospel singer, you know who you are. I don't think of Columbia. And by the way, that's a compliment.
And get this too, Eric, because I know you'll appreciate more than most. I was on the cover of TV Guide in my cap and gown because from North Texas State at age 20, and to Columbia graduating at age 23, I had made three movies that were very successful, 6 million selling singles. I had the number one show on television week after week, the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom, and four kids when I graduated at 23.
Are you just trying to make everybody else look bad? Is that your game?
I mean, I should have been neutered or at least or perhaps jailed. Poor Shirley.
I don't know.
Four children in 3.5 years while her husband was becoming a teen idol and going to college determined to get my degree because I didn't think this singing thing was going to last.
And it's probably not going to last. You need to be realistic, Pat Boone. You know what I'm saying?
It's beginning to fizzle out here after 60 years.
I was going to say, at some point, you know, you can only fool people for a few decades and then they're going to catch on. So
I can still sing.
I know you can. I know you can. and you still look great. And a lot of people hate you just for that. Even if you weren't a talented singer, just for looking healthy and good, people hate you just for that.
And I'm playing singles tennis still.
Yeah.
I play a younger guy. He's only 81, but but we play singles, and we'll play two or three, sometimes three sets of singles. Hard knocks, going for everything. And
now you mean literally playing tennis? It's not a euphemism for something.
No. I mean we're at Bel Air Country Club on Clay Court, and we're going for everything.
Wow!
Because of that, because I've never quit exercising.
Yeah.
I'm still in good shape. I mean, what happens to people so often as they get older, they get more sedentary, and they think they're still young and healthy, but it's ebbing away. And I've been trying to hold on to my girth and to my weight.
Well, if you don't have a lot of girth, you don't call it girth. You call it sveltness. My svelte
That's
figure.
Right.
How old are you? You're 84?
84.
Well, I want to talk to you about so much, but I want to make sure that we talk about, you know, what has happened so recently, just a few weeks ago now. You lost your wife of 55 years.
65 years, yeah.
What's that?
65. I thought you said 55.
I did say 55.
No, 65 years. We'd just begun our 66th year. I gave her in her hospital bed and set up in our den because she was in home and eventually hospice care because she had congestive heart failure and other things that doctors just couldn't do anything about. But we kept praying for miracles, and I knew that God could heal her, and that's what we were hoping and praying for. But she was going through some miserable existence. It wasn't much living until she finally slipped away. But on our 65th wedding anniversary, we had a beautiful cake made, and we have pictures of presenting it to her in the hospital bed there in our den, and with two big candles, one in the shape of a 6 and the other a 5. And it was very bittersweet because we were so thrilled to have our 65th anniversary, but never dreaming she'd be not well and in a hospital bed and really not to be with me much longer. And it was a very tough time, and we had to come to the place where it was better for her to let her slip away.
Mm.
And I will tell you this, Eric. I've told it to very few, and not everybody will believe this or maybe have some other explanation than what I believe happened. But in the last couple of weeks, she was not really communicative. Now and then, we could talk intelligibly to each other, and we could always kiss. And we kissed a lot during that last few days. And it was 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, and the nurse, 24/7 nurses, we thought she was asleep mercifully before we'd wake her up for another day of cleaning and the catheter and all this stuff, trying to help her eat something which she couldn't much do now. It was just really bad, but she was asleep, we thought. And then with the TV down low, nurse and I both heard her say, "Beautiful, beautiful." The nurse said, "Shirley, what's beautiful?" She said, "The angels." And, of course, I muted the TV quickly and got over right next to her. I said, "Honey, what was that you just said?" And she looked at me like she didn't know what I was asking. I said, "You just said beautiful, beautiful. What did you see?" Able to comprehend what I was asking. And I said, "Did you see angels just now?" Again, she couldn't answer me, but
Pat, hold on, because we're going to go to a hard break right here. This is too important to rush. Hold on, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to Pat Boone. Stick around.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Well, now, everybody's going to have religion and glory. Everybody's going to be singing that story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, turn off that rock and roll, all right? This is a Christian program. Hey, folks, I'm talking to the legend, Hollywood showbiz legend, Pat Boone. Pat, that was you singing, of course, but I want to get back to your story. You are sharing something so beautiful, and we had to go to break there.
Yeah.
So let's go back. You said your wife Shirley was saying that she saw something beautiful, and now you're next to her trying to find out more. Okay, go ahead.
And that was it. That was basically it. She's very clearly said, beautiful, beautiful. And the nurse said, what, Shirley? What's beautiful? She said, the angels. And then when I tried to quiz her about it, it was gone. I mean, so she couldn't. She just was in and out of the ability to communicate. And so she didn't repeat it. She couldn't explain it. It's just that I knew that it was real. She'd said it very clearly. And so I held on to that. And then later, as we knew, the nurses said she's got just hours. We had all four daughters. Laurie came in from Colorado, Cherry from Seattle. Debbie and Lindy live in the general area. So the four daughters and I were standing around the bed and singing the songs we used to sing as a family when the girls were little, before they went to school, church songs and gospel songs that we all knew, and we were just standing there singing and watching her as it took longer between breaths and loving her. And of course our voices breaking, but we wanted to be singing to her and believing perhaps she could hear us. And as we sang Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, oh what a foretaste of glory divine, it ends, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And we held that last note as best we could, hoping to see her next breath, but it never came. So we sang her into heaven with Blessed Assurance. And so now we're going to have a memorial, two memorials, really, on the 16th at Church on the Way in Van Nuys, about a 90-minute memorial, no funeral, no casket.
Yeah.
In fact, we agreed we would have our bodies well worn and useless now, cremated, and while our souls go to heaven. And Shirley's there now, waiting for me in a mansion. As I said in my, I put out a bulletin because immediately my manager, business manager, was calling to say, you got to let the press know something. So I sent out a bulletin, change of address. I said, Shirley Boone, who lived in Beverly Hills till just now, has moved to her mansion in heaven, prepared specifically for her and her husband by the one who said that where I go, there you may be also. And so she's changed her address. She hasn't died. It's moving day. And so she's moved.
Well, it's very important to hear you say this, but I think it's more important to make people understand this is not just some cute conceit that you put out there. We know this is true. We know.
Yes, it is.
We don't hope that it's true. We know this is true.
If I didn't, it would be unendurable.
Well, isn't that interesting, though, Pat? That's what I want to ask you, is that think of people we know. How many people do I know, people I love, that do not have
this knowledge that you and I have that we know. We know. Yeah. We don't say, oh, I hope. No, you don't hope. You know,
right,
based on whatever it is, we can have confidence in this. This is not something like, man, I just hope. You don't hope. You know this is real, just as real as the angels that she saw.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get these glimpses. But the idea that you're walking with real faith,
yeah,
and so even though it's difficult for us to lose someone we love, the idea that they are with Jesus,
yeah,
it's so beautiful. That's the only sad thing is that we're not. We're still here.
Yeah, and it's sad, and I tell people, I feel like sometimes right now in the last 10 days since she's moved upstairs that I'm walking through kind of an emotional minefield, that I'm busy, I'm talking like with you right now and can be cheery and happy for the moment. And then a word, a flash of an image of her, something, and it's like I stepped on a landmine, and I'm crying.
Yeah.
It just hits me. But it's because I'm not with her right now.
Yeah.
But I know where she is, and I'm joyful about that. And Eric, there are a couple things people, I hope, are aware of. There are some assurances. The great thing is that God's not making us just guess about this. I mean, yes, we have to accept it by faith, but there are things that he lets happen. Remember the little boy, I think his name was Burpo, was his last name.
Todd Burpo, 4 years
Todd
old.
Burpo.
Yeah.
I interviewed him on Trinity Broadcasting, him and his dad. And I sort of had to remind him a little bit of a couple of things. By then he was 9 or 10, and he told his story so many times I could tell he didn't find it that exciting anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's exciting to us because this little kid, when he was 4 years old, was taken to heaven off of an operating table and thought dead. And when he came back, he knew stuff that nobody ever told him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know some of the details about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had a number of people on this program over the years who have literally died and gone to heaven.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
we're not making this up. Are all these people, you know, smoking crack, or are they liars? Obviously not. When you listen to the details, even if you end up disagreeing with something, the fact of the matter is there is no way that this is some grand hallucination or something like that. You hear over and over and over these kinds of stories. We get these glimpses, and it's enough information to let us know that this is not all there is. If that's the all people can take away, they ought to take that away.
Oh, he's so good to give us evidence. Is the up on Mount Ararat in Turkey, the photographs have been taken, aerial photographs, of a vessel of some sort, exactly the dimensions of the Ark.
Yeah.
Up there in ice and snow for 2,000 years, preserved like in a freezer.
Yeah.
And you know, people don't want to believe it. They've tried to, somebody got up there and carbon dated some splinters, and of course carbon dated all of that supposed science gets changed all the time, like the weather.
Yeah.
Very inaccurate and unreliable. But, you know, if you don't want to believe, you don't have to. But if you want to believe, God says, okay, here's a little something to encourage you.
That's right.
This cannot be explained naturally, so take this in and know that what the Bible says is real.
There's so much. I mean, the funny thing is, Pat, that there's more and more scientific and archaeological evidence pointing to the God of the Bible. In other words, 100 years ago, you'd have an excuse. But the more time passes, the more we dig, the more science knows, the more difficult it is not to believe that there's something beyond this world or that the Bible is true. I mean, that's just a fact. You're not going to see that on most TV programs, but
right.
it's a fact.
The media won't make much of that. There's been this growing movement among many archaeologists and Egyptologists and so on, trying to deny that the people of Israel were in captivity 400 years in Egypt, and that they came across and the Dead Sea parted and they came but just recently, in one of the tombs of the pharaohs, they have found and photographed their pictorial. Somebody who followed the pharaoh in Moses' time the depiction of not only of the what happened in the Dead Sea when the Pharaoh then and the army were going through and how the Red Sea opened, but their depictions of it in great detail in the wall of the succeeding Pharaoh as they were mourning what had happened and that Egypt had just gone, as a nation, went down the tubes along with the Pharaoh and their army. So, I mean, after all these years, their own history is proving that these things are true.
It's so fascinating. I love this kind of stuff because, you know, I think the point is that those of us who say we believe in the God of the Bible, we're not interested in some version of things. We're just interested in whatever is true because God is the God of truth. So I'm not worried about, you know, what we'll discover. I mean, if somebody could prove that that ark is not the ark of Noah, my faith doesn't get destroyed because of that. I'm only interested in what is true. And the more I think we have to have that freedom to say that, look, maybe I'm getting this wrong, or I'm getting this wrong. One thing I know, the Bible is true. The God of the Bible is real. And how we interpret it, sometimes around the fringes, we can argue, but the basics of it are true. And it's just wonderful when science and archaeology more and more corroborate this. There's no question they do. Can you stay around for a little more time, or do you have to go? Okay, folks, we're going to be right back. I'm talking to Hollywood legend Pat Boone. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Perfect submission. All is at rest.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S. needs many more miles of border wall because of illegal drugs, human traffickers, and gangs coming in from Mexico. And he blames Congress for not approving enough wall money. So he has declared a national emergency, which he says he expects to be challenged in court. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that he is holding out hope of meeting with President Trump soon to resolve a crisis triggered by America's recognition of his opponent, Juan Guaido, as Venezuela's rightful leader. Speaking in Iceland, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he sees obvious signs that Maduro is starting to understand Venezuelans reject him as their leader. And some experts say that Amazon's decision to scrap plans to build a massive headquarters in New York City, that could scare off other companies thinking about moving to New York. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. When I lost my my baby.
Baby,
I almost lost my mind.
Hey there, folks. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the great Pat Boone, who is also on the program with me right now. Pat, welcome back. It's just so great to have you on and to hear you singing. And, you know, I love to talk to folks who are part of that previous generation of Hollywood greats. I have tried and tried to get Jimmy Durante to come on this show. His people will not get back. They won't get back to me. They won't even. They don't even have the dignity to return my phone calls. So thank you for coming on and representing the greatest generation of entertainment. You worked with so many people that is I wouldn't even know where to begin or end. You've worked with like everybody. You said you got in the business in the 50s. I mean, that's when you came to prominence, and you wrote your book Twixt 12 and 20, which is obviously about how to be a teenager.
Advice for teenagers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I know about that book is because Don Rickles used to use it as a punchline. When he's making fun of the clean-cut guy, Pat Boone, he would say something about Twixt 12 and 20. And I was watching the Dean Martin roasts, in the 70s and stuff. So that was my first.
but that book, I wrote that, Eric, while I was in college.
Yeah.
And I wrote it, I was making the movie April Love, before that, Bernadine. And then I was asked by the publisher to write a book of advice. They wanted to call it Pat Boone Talks to Teens.
Yeah.
And I thought, how presumptuous. I who am I? I'm not a professor yet.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call it Twixt 12 and 20, which was a way of referring to teen.
Yeah.
The years between 12 and 20, but not use it in a commercial kind of a way.
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
Twixt 12, it's not hard to say, Twixt 12 and 20. Take your time.
It's certainly memorable.
And I wrote that book while I was in college, and I was asked to try to help a Christian college. It was on the planning boards trying to get started in Villanova outside Philadelphia, and they had an estate given to them, and they were trying to raise money. I said, well, whatever money, if there is any from this book of advice for teenagers, I'll let you have it. And that book was number one nonfiction bestseller for 2 years. And it was in every high school library, church library.
Well, back when you were allowed to have that kind of stuff in public high school libraries.
Right. And I was still in college. And it raised over $1 million and helped the school, which was then called Northeastern Institute for Christian Education, acronym NICE, which was a adjective I was trying to get away from.
Yes.
That nice Pat Boone and that exciting Elvis, I was trying to not seem so, quote, nice.
Yeah.
But the book was a sensation because it was practical advice for people that were only a year or two younger than I was, and yet I was married and having kids and a family, and Elvis was a playboy, and he was dating starlets, and we were matching each other hit for hit right through the whole 50s. I had one more. This is a fact I didn't know, a factoid. I had one more hit single on the charts in the 50s than Elvis because we put our records out quicker than the RCA put his out. They milked his longer. But soon as one of mine peaked, if it went to 37 and dropped to 43, out came my next record.
Unbelievable.
And so I hold a record in the record business now that of 220 consecutive weeks in the charts without ever being off, usually with two records, one going down, one going up. So it was a hectic, wonderful time, but I was trying to utilize my fame, however long it might last, or celebrity, to benefit the kids, because I thought I was going to be a school teacher, preacher.
That is it.
And that wasn't happening, except crazy way through entertainment and other forms of communication.
You said you were an English major?
Yeah.
I was an English major, and neither of us ended up becoming school teachers. Isn't that interesting? I love the fact that you were an English major. I never talked to people who are English majors.
Well, I love words. I love expression. I love thinking. And I wrote a book, which I ought to send you, because of all people, I think you would appreciate it. It didn't have a big reception, mainly because we had no marketing, but it was called, it is called Questions About God and Answers That Could Change Your Life. And the three questions that I answer with a guy named Cord Cooper, a researcher who worked with me on it. First question, does science establish and prove the existence of God? Not does it prove there is no God, but does science itself prove the existence of
yes.
God? Secondly, is the Bible divinely inspired? And there are enough evidences that I think we prove that. Thirdly, is Jesus who he claimed to be, the Messiah, the Son of God? And if you prove the first two, the third is not too hard to prove. But the first, scientifically, I quote a couple of pretty good scientists. I say I was born with a high IQ and graduated magna cum laude. And I love to quote the scientists if they're being very intellectually true. And one was Stephen Hawking, and the other was Einstein, a couple pretty good scientists. And both agreed that all the evidence, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God,
yeah.
and the firmament shows his handiwork. Looking at the evidence of the cosmos and the perfection in which all of creation...
Oh, I want to... Forgive me, we're going to another break, but this is a subject that I love. We're going to be right back, folks, talking
okay.
about the fine-tuned universe with Jimmy Durante or Pat Boone. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We'll be right
yeah,
back,
yeah.
and we're going to get to the bottom of that one.
Don't forbid me to kiss your lips.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're okay. going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Have you ever thought about getting out of your timeshare? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And with those annual maintenance fees hitting you hard in the pocketbook, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Give us a call and let us do what we've done for over 8,000 others. Our process is done legally and ethically, and best of all, quickly as possible. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let this be your lasting legacy. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Once upon a time they sang the Bodeo Goat, but that was long ago. Then everybody started into boop-boop-a-doop. They got tired of that, you know. How do you like those guys? Everybody puts in extra notes. I'll overlook it. But the tune for you and me
is that swingy symphony.
Dink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Oh, what a tune.
Hey there, folks. I've got Jimmy Durante on the line. I never thought
Good
I'd see the day.
This is Calabash.
Oh, everybody
you
wants
are.
To get into the act. Listen, you're the only person I know I could talk of to about Jimmy Durante, but we're going to have to move on because we're also talking about the fine-tuned universe, Stephen Hawking, and whatever. Seriously, Pat, you're saying that you wrote a book, and I would love to see this book about. A god, and you said that in it you talk. Now, I have written on this same subject a few times. I wrote a book called Everything You Always Want to Know About God But We're Afraid to Ask, similar kind of stuff, like top level, right? But you're telling me that you did this. What year was this that you came
well,
up with this?
Well, the first Twixt 12 and 20 was in 1958 and 9, and was a nonfiction number one bestseller. They said only exceeded by Norman Vincent Peale's Power of Positive Thinking and Art Linkletter's Kids Say the Darndest Thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But later, I mean, maybe 15 years later, I mean, earlier from now, about 15 years ago, I wrote this book with Cord Cooper, and I quote Hawking and Einstein, both of whom say that, though they won't call it God, that there must be some sort of a designer, because there's too much of a perfect design, and that it is not scientific to postulate that out of a cataclysmic, bombastic Big Bang, a mindless Big Bang, that perfection ensued. It just is not scientific. And they just say, we don't know anything about how this all came to be, but obviously there had to be some sort of a design that we now are studying and could make all kinds of accurate predictions about and theories of relativity and all of that. So these guys are pretty brainy people, and they know science, and but they don't want to call it God, because to call it God is to think, well, maybe then I'm supposed to have some kind of responsibility or relationship with this designer. I'd rather just call it happenstance or evolution or whatever else,
right.
Or even when Ben Stein pressed some of the scientists and atheists about, well, then where did all the mass come from that exploded? Where did it come from? And where did the microbes and all these things that supposedly evolved into human beings? And this atheistic scientist said, well, some say it may have come from another planet.
Oh, that's the classic one. I don't know if that's Dawkins or somebody who ever said that.
Dawkins, yeah.
And then you have to laugh. You say, okay, so maybe it came from another planet. So if you could just indulge me, how did it get to that other planet? You know, like we're just going to go backwards. So it came from another planet, and it came from another planet. And where did it start?
It's so idiotic. It's so these brainy people who refuse to think rationally because
nobody,
they don't want to.
Nobody is dumber than brainy people. Always remember that. So you wrote this book. I just love the idea. Before you leave or whatever, I want to make sure I find a place. I want to send you the book that I wrote on this very subject.
We may have written almost identical things.
That's right. We might owe each other money.
So you
plagiarist.
You've done so many things. You've worked with so many people through the years. Now, who are some of the people, the names that you worked with in the earliest days? People, obviously, that are now gone.
Well, Elvis was my opening act the first time we met.
Oh, my gosh.
It was in Cleveland in 1955, October 22nd. My third record, I'd been recording, started in March of that year. And my third record was a big hit. And Bill Randall, the nation's number one DJ in Cleveland, WERE, asked me to come in and headline a sock hop that he was hosting. And Universal was doing a documentary on the day in the life of the nation's number one DJ. So I had transferred to Columbia, but I left Shirley in a hotel expecting our second baby and flew into Cleveland to headline this sock hop. And he picked me up at the airport, Bill did, and said, "We got a kid coming up from Shreveport, Louisiana, who's appearing on the Louisiana Hayride. They call him a rockabilly. And RCA has signed him to a contract from Sun Records, and I just want to hear and see what he's like." And I said, "What's his name?" "Well, it's an odd name, Elvis Presley." I said, "Wait a minute. I've heard a record of his on a jukebox in Dallas." I said, "He's a hillbilly, Bill. I mean, his record was a Blue Moon of Kentucky, a Bill Munro bluegrass song." I said, "You think he's going to go over here tonight?" He said, "Well, we'll see." So I was backstage in the Brooklyn High School. Why it was called that, I don't know, but it is still. And I was, when he came in with his little entourage, and I said, "Hello, Elvis, I'm Pat Boone." He says, "Nice to meet you." I said, "Bill Randall thinks that maybe some big things ahead for you. I don't know about that, but I hope so." And he seemed shy and kind of a little bit nervous. He backed against the wall. His buddies gathered around him, and I thought, well, he doesn't want to talk anymore. Maybe he's got stage fright or something.
Mm.
And so I was watching when Bill introduced him, and nobody knew him, and he came on and lip-synced, "Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining." And it was, they liked the way he looked. He was exciting to look at, but they didn't care for the music. And when he finished, it was a good response. And he says, "Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it. I'd like to sing the other side of that record for you." And he sang, "That's All Right, Mama. That's All Right with Me." And that was rhythm and blues, and they loved that. And they wanted more, but that's all he had. So he left. And then I got all the screams that night because my third record was going to number one, and a thing called "At My Front Door, Crazy Little Mama," and he'd gone when I came off. But we met later. We were both leasing homes in Bel Air and making movies at 20th. And I went over to see him one night, and I said, "Elvis, that first night we met in Cleveland at that sock hop," I said, I was worried. You seemed so scared or shy." He said, "Well, I didn't know how to talk to you, man." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're a star." I said,
"Oh my gosh!
I've only been recording since March."
We're going to another break. This always happens. Stick around, folks. We're talking to the great Pat Boone.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is expecting his national emergency declaration to be challenged in court. White House correspondent Greg Glucksen reports.
Announcing his decision on the national emergency, the president described in a sing-songy tone of voice how it will be challenged and work its way through the courts.
We will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court.
Mr. Trump says he's confident because the U.S. is being invaded at the southern border. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An official Chinese news agency says U.S. and Chinese negotiators will meet next week in Washington for talks on a technology dispute. The talks are aimed at beating a March 2nd deadline for a planned American tariff hike. For more details, go to srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.
Happened. You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
I gotta say, folks, I'm a middle-aged man, and I'm swooning for this Pat Boone guy. Holy cow, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Your producer is really on top of things with the song.
Yes,
Blue
no, that's
Moon to Kentucky. That's the song.
That's not my producer. My producer Albin, he's passed out in the corner. He's sleeping something off. That was my engineer James.
Oh, yes. He's on top of things.
James is on top of things. I got to tell you, yes, he is. And you know, you when I hear you sing like that, I'm thinking to myself, you need to go professional. I think you're ready. You know what I'm saying?
That's too risky a business.
You need to take the leap of faith. Pat, I want to ask you something. First of all, before I forget, are you two questions. First question is, have you written a book where you talk about what you just said about being that Elvis was your opening act? Have you put that in a book someplace?
Yeah, Eric, and this is what's happened to me so often. I can innovate. I can create. I do things. I write books. I write music. I do all kinds of stuff. Then I don't have marketing. Broadman Holman, a good publisher out in Nashville, asked me to write an autobiography.
Yeah.
I'd already written one called Together, 25 Years with the Boone Family, and that did very well with Prentice Hall. But this was Broadman Holman out of Nashville, and I said, look, guys, I've already done that. I've already written an autobiography. Yeah, but that was 20 years ago. You've had a lot of experiences since then. And so I said, look, I'll do it on one condition. A, I write every word of it, no ghostwriter. I write every word, including the captions for the pictures and so on. And we put 200 pictures in it from our own private collection, and we call it Pat Boone's America, 50 Years.
Yeah.
But they put a subtitle of a pop culture journey through five decades or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is a magnificent coffee table type book. And I tell all those stories and a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And pictures with Bob Hope and Reagan and
jeez.
And Randy and all these pictures, all these people that I've associated with all these years. But they sent it out at Christmas time. And only to Christian bookstores.
Yep.
And with a flyer that says it's pop culture journey, and that was not what people were looking for at Christmas.
No, not in Christian bookstores either.
And so they didn't follow up on it. I mean, it sold a few thousand copies, but
Pat,
but
listen, I'm a writer, and I can tell you from experience, this is very sad. Publishers don't really know how to sell books very well. Now, unfortunately, that's the business they're in. That's the problem. That's their business. But sometimes when I hear this story, I'm not surprised at all, because you have so many stories. We should talk privately. We're at the end of an hour. So my only question to you at this point is, do you ever come to New York City? Can you be cajoled, wheedled into coming to New York so we could do this in person? We are in the TBN studios here right on Union Square, and I just think if there's any excuse to get you to New York, we can have some fun.
I surely will. And Eric will do this, and I want to meanwhile send you a copy of Pat Boone's America with 200 pictures and the stories, and also questions about God. And if you'll send me your book, we will be well read on
Don't worry.
About it.
Don't worry. We'll know more than anybody.
We'll find something to talk about.
Well, we're not going to have a problem with that. You think we're going to have a problem with that? We're going to have a problem not talking. I'm so sorry to be out of time. Pat Boone, honestly, God bless you. Congratulations on the change of address of the most wonderful woman in your life. You know, that's a glorious thing, even though we're sad because we're still here. But congratulations, my brother, and to be continued. Stay on the line. Thank you so much,
Eric,
Pat Boone.
Thank you so much.
Just song and laughter to keep you company, oh, my darling.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.